Let's do this.
All right, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nope, that's not your part.
Ladies.
This is relationship.
Gentlemen.
No, that's not your part. This is Relationship Talks with
Rick and Naaman. And I am the DJ Blue.
This is Relationship Talks with Rick and Naaman.
And I am
Rick,
the DJ Blue.
And he's Naaman.
The DJ Blue.
If you've ever went on a lot of dates, you know that they get expensive rather quickly when you're going out for drinks, or you're going to movies, or taking women out to dinner.
Mm-mm.
Why are you giving me that look?
I don't take people out to dinner like that.
Oh, no free meals, huh?
No, sir.
As I dated, it was a period of time where I went out a lot with a lot of different women. And I was like, I looked at my bank account. I was like, wow, my bank account is really taking a hit. Like, drinks are expensive.
Okay, so wait. So when you say you took a lot of women out.
Yeah.
Did they make you pay before or after you dropped them off? How did that work?
What do you mean? What do you?
I mean, because clearly.
What are you implying?
Clearly, these women were hookers, right?
No.
They
wow.
weren't hookers?
No, they weren't hookers, mm-hmm. Naaman.
Sorry. It's the DJ Blue.
That's kind of rude, actually. You really? I need to talk to a hooker.
It's
what
the DJ
saying?
Blue. It's my name. So get that right. And yes, that's what it sounds like.
No, it
you
wasn't
You took
that.
All these women out, and then next thing you know, you're noticing your bank account. Were they sending you invoices as well?
Wasn't that kind of situation?
Richard's like, look, let's go to the movie. She's like, yeah, that'll be $3.95.
Oh,
like, oh, that's not bad. $3? No, $395.
I've never engaged in that kind of transaction. It was just regular dating. But I mean, like, it costs a date. Like, whenever you start going out with somebody, you're taking them places, you're trying to get to know them. And usually, like, as the man, I'm traditional.
You said as the what?
As the man.
Okay.
I'm traditional. Like, I like to pay for the dates. I don't
the
like...
John, you said?
John. No.
Okay, sorry.
I'm still not hookers, man.
Sorry, go ahead.
So, as a man, I like to traditionally pay for the dates. So, it's like every time I'm going out, and if I'm going out with different women, different places, you know, I'm always paying for it, and it gets kind of costly. So, the thing that I realized after a while is that I had to come up with some kind of system where, one, you don't ever want to be trapped with somebody longer than you need to be, because there's a lot of times you can meet somebody and it's like 5 minutes into it, you know that you don't want to spend another 5 minutes with this person.
Or they pimp come along.
No.
And you end up in a situation where...
No situations, no pimps.
You're basically like, hey, I was with you and I like you. Why is this guy... in these leather pants chasing after me now.
So is this something that you've been through?
Have no,
you
ever? Not at all. I look up to you, so anything that I've been through, brown.
I've never been through that situation.
In case you didn't know what that was the sound of a car going past Richard.
No.
And that car was reality.
So, you know, like, but, I mean, even more than money, time. Like, I didn't want to start wasting all this time on women that I didn't want to date.
Right. I mean, who wants to waste money on hookers? Just...
No hookers.
So these aren't hookers. I mean,
these
like, be
aren't
honest.
Hookers. These are
be
real.
Honest
these with, are real women that I've met.
Be honest with the DJ Blue and the listeners.
Naaman.
The DJ Blue.
Naaman.
Murmur. Murmur. Murmur.
Never a hooker. No. Just women that I met on different dating.
How many
apps.
Times have you been chased by pimps?
Never. Can I continue my story?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So you know, so more than money. Time. I never wanted to waste my time. So as I started to date more and more.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're not going to let me finish?
More than money.
More than money.
It's just, I can just imagine you like, you know what? We're going to go out on this date. And she's just like, well, Richard, I don't really think we can go. Well, why? Because I already have someone else scheduled. I'm sorry.
That's hilarious. But anyway, I actually do have something like that. Not quite, but. Anyway, so as I dated more and more, and I thought about my time and the amount of money that I was spending on these dates, what I came up with is Starbucks dates.
You so, came up with that.
I mean, it wasn't something that I originated.
So, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, Naaman.
So, how much money would you say on average were you spending on these dates?
If it was dinner or drinks, you know, like easily like $60.
You were buying people dinner and drinks and not getting anything in return.
It's not about that. It's about getting to know someone.
No, in that case, you don't buy them anything if you don't know them.
I mean, it's a date.
Can I get $50?
No.
You know me, though.
I do know you.
You see what I'm saying?
We're not on a date. Logic? We're not dating.
But you see my logic.
No, I don't understand your logic at all. You know me, though.
You're taking out what random does that mean? People.
I mean, people that I've talked to get to the point but of going out on a date.
But when do you get to the point where it's like you think you're just a sap? So it's not really like free meals that they're getting. It's just them using you and you not knowing you're being used by these. I don't want to say it again, but I'm gonna. Hookers. When does it come to that point where you just realize, like, hey, these women are using me for my money?
So, as I was saying.
You know, just ignore the fact that you're dating hookers.
I never dated a hooker.
On a Sunday. Go ahead.
Ever. Any day. Anyway.
Any day in August.
Any day of any month of any year.
In the last 2 years.
No, in my whole entire life.
Spent in high school.
Whatever. So anyway, so I started going to coffee shops. So the thing about a coffee shop is, I mean, you spend a few dollars on a drink. You know, you buy them a coffee, you buy yourself a coffee. You're gaining reward points. And not only that, the best thing about it is that you're in public, and if you, after 5 minutes, you see that you don't want to talk to that person anymore, you can just be like, hey, you know, it's nice getting together. I have something I need to do. Or
how often has that happened to you?
Well, it actually happened one time.
So you've coined this Starbucks date that this has only happened once.
Oh, you mean how many times have I left in five minutes?
Yeah,
No. I've done it multiple times.
So...
check this out. Listen. Let me drop.
Wait, before you finish, I want to get a rundown of how this works.
I'm about to run it down for you. So this is what it is. You meet somebody, you're talking to them, and you decide, all right, I want to, like, especially if you're on a dating app, I want to meet them in person. I want to take them out on a date.
Hi, my name is Teresa. I want to meet you, Richie. Let's go out on a date.
And then you say,
no. And so the thing about it is coffee shops are everywhere.
I love coffee.
Okay, so you meet them at the coffee shop.
It's nice in here. I don't really drink Starbucks.
So the thing about it is that the coffee shop is public.
It's expensive.
And it's not expensive as going out on a regular date. But the best thing about it is, like I said, time is very important. So, like, 5 minutes into it, if you're not feeling it, you can easily just leave. It's not like you have to wait for dinner to come out because the coffee is ready.
It depends on what coffee shop you go to. There are certain ones that take forever, and then you're sitting there with a large issue. And you know what that issue is?
What's the issue?
Lack of caffeine and a hooker that you cannot please because you don't have enough money to please her.
It's never been a hooker.
Well, you keep saying that, but we all keep saying it.
No, you're putting... It's like fake news.
Is it really?
It really is fake news.
So this is how it probably happened. Richard swipes. Ooh, she's cute. Oh, all right. I'm going to talk to her. Hey, Richard, how's it going? Oh, you know what? I'm doing good. You know, just chilling here with my dog.
And I would say I was doing well. Just chilling with my dog. I just got to bring my dog into it. Every time I talk to a woman, I'm like, hey, my dog is over here.
Because you're alone, and that's what lonely people do. So you're like, hey, I'm chilling with my dog. And then she's like, well, I like you. Your hair is really nappy, and I'm into nappy-headed dudes.
Really?
This is what she'll probably say. And then you'll be like, all right, well, let's go out. And then second thought, you're like, crap, I'm not trying to spend any money on this hook random person.
Wow.
So then you say, how about some coffee? And she's like,
I don't really drink coffee that often, but you know what? Why not?
So you get there, you pull up, obviously, in a linen outfit with a sweater on, like Bill Cosby. Hold up. It's 90 degrees.
Linen outfit with a sweater on? With a sweater. So I'm trying to be cool, but then I'm trying to be hot at the same time.
Boom. All right. You got it, which you are not going to make that ballot. All right, so you pull up, and you're like, this is the perfect venue, right? And then she looks at you, you look at her, you both lock eyes, and you think to yourself, I want a latte, right? So you get your latte, find out she's a scumbag, and you leave. Who pays for her latte?
I mean, you pay for the coffee in advance.
You would pay for her coffee?
So you pay for the coffee in advance.
So you've been used.
For a coffee?
a coffee nowadays is like $5.
Oh, $5 whole dollars.
Wow, Mr. Moneybag.
No, it's not Moneybag.
Me, I spend $30 or $40 on a hooker. I'm a rich man. Whatever.
Wow. Go ahead. Like, Richard, what kind of hooker would you get for $30 or $40?
I don't know. You tell me, Richard.
I have no experience with the matter.
Let's
that sounds
open your
really
little black
cheap.
Book.
I don't have a little black book, sir.
Let's open your little black book and see what happens.
Nothing will happen because
we're gonna open your black book. Oh, look what I found, Richard.
Altoid.
I'm gonna flip through the pages of your black book.
That's really cute.
Oh, who is this?
So
Teresa, the Jimmy John. Why do you call her Jimmy John?
Wow.
Is it because she's so fast? Your head is thin.
Did you just make that up?
I did.
That was actually pretty good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was a joke from the DJ Blue.
That was a very long-winded joke. And it wasn't very funny. Mm-hmm. Facts.
What's not funny is you're spending all these monies on hookers and you're probably using your credit cards.
Nope.
So that's how you go into debt.
Avoid the joke. Okay. So
that's how you go into debt.
So when I started doing that, when I started meeting women at coffee shops, the thing is that like if you two aren't vibing right away, you feel it and you move on. But the other good thing about it is that if you are vibing, you can stay at the coffee shop for an hour, a couple hours, and that can just be your first stop. If you feel like the day's going really well, you'd be like, hey, so it's like women that I went out with, we meet at the coffee shop. We vibe, and I'd be like, hey, would you like to get some dinner or catch a movie? But you kind of, it's kind of like the pre-date, you know what I'm saying? They get past the pre-date, you take them on a real date. Because, you know what? No free meals.
I agree.
No free meals.
I agree, especially if they're working and they're scheduled to be with a couple other people that night.
Oh, my.
No free meals.
No free meals.
Stay away from them.
So, Naaman.
What's up?
What is your process of going out on a date from somebody that you just met?
Okay, well, I'll start at the beginning. First of all, I'm a flowers guy. I like to bring flowers and candy.
I feel like that is a lie.
I like to wear my favorite outfit.
What's your favorite outfit?
Okay, if I
describe
were to dress myself. So close your eyes.
Theater of the mind.
And free your mind. You can see me standing in the mirror, strapping.
In a purple suit?
That would actually be kind of cool with pinstripes.
Oh, okay.
But
suspenders or no suspenders?
We'll see. I would have to do suspenders.
Okay.
But they wouldn't be purple. They'd be white.
So, what color would your shirt be?
White.
So, white on white.
White on white.
All right.
You got it.
With the purple suit.
Ding, ding, ding.
All righty.
That's it.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So, you see me in my suit. So I'm like messaging her and I'm like, look, let's do this. Let's hang out. Let's go out. And she's like, well, when are we going out? And I'm like, when do you want to go out? So I have to check my schedule because obviously I'm super busy.
Why would you have to check your schedule if you just ask her to go out? Wouldn't you just tell her a date?
No.
No.
That's insane. That can cause discrepancies with my other dates. Because you're dating. If this is a pre-date, this is pre-dating. You're still pre-dating. You haven't gotten to that stage yet. You asked me how I would do it. So, I get her out there.
Right. Where are you taking her?
I don't know. We're in the car.
First date. Oh, you're picking
we're
up.
In the car.
You're picking up your first date.
I'm going to pick her up.
Y'all met online.
Yeah.
You're going to pick her up.
Yeah. If she doesn't want to be picked up, then, I mean, that's a weird thing. If she wants to be. Okay. So, let's start over, Richard, because obviously, this is different. I know you don't usually pick hookers up. They usually meet you at the whatever hotel or roach tail you go to. Whatever, not my problem.
Move on.
So
no
if
hookers.
we were there, we drive to a location. So me personally, I choose either the movies or something simple like bowling or sushi.
Okay, bowling, sushi, those are good. Movies not so good.
Movies is awesome.
See, the thing about movies is that you can't really talk to somebody during.
You don't
the movie.
Need to.
What are you doing
because
during the movies?
The thing is, if you're at the movies, you're mm-hmm. watching this movie. Let's say you're watching Let's just say Straight Outta Compton. All right.
Really?
Let's say Straight Outta Compton.
That's the movie you picked.
Is
that a coincidence?
No.
Okay.
Watching Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton.
You look over to her.
Do you have a blanket?
You have to move the blanket out of the
way.
Okay,
it's a blanket. All right. Obviously, it's a blanket.
Obviously. Who would not do that? And of course, we're not in a park. We're in a theater.
Oh, right. Of course. That's so preposterous.
Because that would be insane.
Crazy.
Foolishness. So, you know, we're in the movie theater. And the thing is, when you're watching that movie, if she touches you or she does anything like that, that's how you know, like, oh, she actually likes me.
Or maybe she just can't see because it's dark.
Does that happen to you?
I mean, I don't take
Rich is like, oh, I'm getting action right now. She's like grabbing on his thighs. She's like, oh, I thought those were fries. I didn't know what that was.
My thighs were fries.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. She that makes no sense, but okay.
It was popcorn. She was looking for food.
Oh, okay.
Or your wallet. Because these hookers are expensive.
You wouldn't know.
Would I?
I wouldn't know.
Would I?
You keep talking about hookers.
I learned everything from you.
You didn't learn that from me.
I did.
Stop it.
You showed me the website. Hookers, hookersforhalfprice.com.
Please don't go there. Nobody goes to that website. I don't know what you will find on that website.
You created the website.
I didn't. Now I created the website.
Yeah, you did.
Not only have I been to the website.
You LLC.
I created it. And it's an LLC.
But only there's more liability. It's not limited. Boom.
So really.
So no.
What's first day? First day for you.
First day would either be like, I like movie theaters. I like sushi. If we can, like, I think one of my first dates I had before was at a mall. And the reason why.
That sounds interesting, actually.
Actually, a couple of my first dates were at a mall.
So break down this to me. So like when you meet at the mall, what's the agenda?
The mall is interesting. And the thing is, for me, I'm a people person. I like to watch people.
Right.
So if I can figure out what you're looking at or what you're talking about at that mall, I can basically figure you out.
Now, are you going shopping? Do they get excited thinking that you're about to take them shopping?
Like, they better not. Because I don't pay for hook. I don't buy things for people randomly. That's ridiculous. Flowers, candy, those types of things.
Have you ever, like on a first date, brought a woman flowers or candy?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I didn't think so.
And go empty handed, just in case.
Just in case. Just in case what?
Just in case I don't like them.
No, so
I don't
want
to give my candy to somebody I find grotesque.
So how many dates do you have to go on before they get candy from you?
Two, maybe. One or two.
Okay.
I don't think that means, because like I said, I remember one of my mall dates. I met her at the mall. It was weird because I drove all the way out to, it was far. I drove out there and actually I met whatchamacallit, lives out that way.
That one.
Very far away.
Right.
I met her at a mall in Ann Arbor.
Okay. Yeah, that makes total sense.
So 30 minutes away from here to Ann Arbor.
Right.
So I met her there. That's how I met her.
Right.
So that's one of the first times, and that lasted a very long time.
Longer than it should have, probably.
Long
but
time. So long. 11 years later. No, it
not
lasted
11,
a long time. And then I did another date at the mall. That was cool until she quote unquote ghosted me randomly.
Oh, that was that one, huh?
She actually has the podcast that I told you about. It's I Don't Really Give a Boop.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to promote her.
She can promote these.
Wow, okay.
DEEZ.com. Anywho. Yeah, I'm not mad about that. I don't have a problem about that.
Yeah,
you're
totally not mad
cool about
it. That's
I'm
not
cool
passive aggressive at all.
She left. She did what she wanted to do, and I'm cool with that.
All right.
I'm totally good with that. I mean, she could eat dirt, all I care.
Wow.
But, you know,
sounds like you're holding
and
on to
then,
some residual feelings there, buddy.
And then I had another date that I actually met at the mall, but that was like the second date. And that's went well.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think mall dates are good because there's food at the mall.
So, you take your date and you eat at the food court.
You eat at the food court. You find something that they're interested in. If they don't like something, if maybe I got some money on me, I'll be like, hey, let me buy you a fish sandwich.
Oh, look at you, big spender.
You know what? I'm a baller. You know, I'm a baller.
You're so romantic.
And you know what, Richard? The thing is, being romantic is just, it's a part of the game.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
When you're with a girl who doesn't have a pimp, it's like...
So
sky's the limit.
So I remember like going on dates like when I didn't have much money to spend. Mm-hmm. So like going to the mall was like a real thing because like you go to the mall, you could get like food is like, I mean, it's pricey, but you can get something decent for relatively inexpensive. You could walk around, like you go to like a pet store. Pet store is almost like going to like an aquarium or like a zoo or something like that. It's just cool things to do at the mall. I don't know. I mean, when you broke, you got to make things happen.
Wait a minute. When you're broke, what does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying that was my broke date. My broke date was
so
the mall. I'm not saying
you
that you're
insinuating that
no,
I take
I'm not.
Women out on dates at the mall because I'm broke.
That's not what I was insinuating at all. I could see how it might have seemed
I can't
like that.
Afford these high priced females that you go out on dates with, Richard. I can't help it, okay? Me personally, I think the mall is an inexpensive date. All right? You want to take women out to... Where'd you go on your last date?
Last first date I went on was a bar in downtown Royal Oak.
Yeah, exactly.
What does that
did
even
you buy
mean?
Drinks?
Bought drinks.
How many drinks did you buy?
How many drinks did I buy?
And that's what I'm saying.
What does that
you
mean?
These high-priced ladies that you're going out on dates with.
She was not.
A high she price? Was, she was inexpensive?
She was not.
Did her pimp think so?
She doesn't have a pimp.
Oh, he left.
She's a very beautiful and sweet woman.
Oh, this must be someone you're talking to currently.
Currently, yes.
Interesting. How much money have you taken of Richards if you listen to this?
Stop.
Listen to me clearly. Run. Do yourself a favor. Run. Save yourself.
You are supposed to have
save yourself and save Shiloh.
Really? You want her to take my dog? Not only do you want her to stop dating me, you
save
want her to
yourself.
Take my dog.
Get away from the little salad-eating man. Get away from him.
What's wrong with salads? You don't like salads?
You know what? And that's another thing. Let's talk about that. Let's
no,
talk about
this
you.
This is not the salad
and
podcast.
And eating salad and dates.
What's
now
wrong with
salad?
Now,
check this out. This is my logic. This was an interesting thing you just said.
Why are we talking about
you take
about
people
salad?
To the mall because when you broke, that's a broke date.
No, I said that's what I used to do.
But the thing is, when you go out to eat, you are the broke date.
Why am I the broke date?
Because you don't eat anything but salad.
I enjoy salad. What's wrong with salad?
That's all you have. You'll go to the thing, and we've talked about this before. Oh, man, I'm starving. And the lady will come up. Me, I'll order. All right, well, let me get the Whiskey River burger with, you know, maybe some fries or something.
Very specific.
Back when I was eating fries.
Right, you're keto
with buns.
Now. You are keto now.
I am. I'm dieting.
Because that
I'm
explains
look,
the attitude.
I'm trying to look sexy for the ladies. I'll be in L.A. in November, so if you're listening.
Stop it.
I will not have abs. So, so... My thing is, I'll do a Whiskey River burger. Let me get the fries. I have Sprite. You know what you do?
What do I do, Naaman?
Yeah, let me get a...
A Caesar salad.
Let me get
fries.
A Caesar salad with a size of fry. Do you
size
of
fries.
Can you put cheese on that?
No, I don't put cheese on
I'm
fries.
Hungry. That's what you do.
I like salad.
It costs like $2.
Oh, it's way more than that. Caesar salads are expensive.
Okay, so how expensive are Caesar salads?
Well, it depends on where you are. I pay like $10, $12 for a Caesar salad.
Oh, God. What were you going to say next? Well, let's move on because talking about you and your strange eating habits. Leave him if you're listening.
Stop it.
Leave him. Just leave him now. Talking about your strange eating habits.
So speaking of coffee dates, like the craziest coffee date that I've ever had was one. I met this woman that I had met on a dating app. First
What's
of
her
all,
name?
No. First of all, she
my
was.
My name is. No, my time is. No.
Megan Trainor, stop it. So first of all, she was probably like 20 minutes late. I got there, I already had my coffee. I still purchased her a drink, you know.
She could have been rescheduled.
We sat there for about 20 minutes and I thought it went okay. So, you know, I'm a gentleman.
How
so
did
I,
she look?
She didn't look bad. She looked like her picture. She wasn't gold fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked her back to her car and it went well enough to be like, hey, like, maybe we should go on another date sometime.
So how did you do that? Did you do that immediately or did you wait like 5 minutes and say, hey?
Did I wait 5 minutes? No.
I think
we
should date again.
I think we talked later on that night maybe. And I was like, hey, like, I really love going to Dave & Buster's. Would you want to go to Dave & Buster's with me one night? So long story short is that don't you start that. It's a long story short. We're supposed to.
Your stories are never short.
You know why they're never short? Because you always interrupt them.
Well, if you would finish your long story.
As soon as I say long story short, you start interrupting.
Short. It is supposed to be.
Can I finish the story?
Can you?
I can. If you would shut up.
Would you please finish the story? Long story short. Finish the story.
So when I called her, when we were supposed to meet, she texted me and she said, like, oh, that I'm a super nice guy and I'm handsome and stuff like that, but I'm just not the one for her. So she said that she was good.
Did you buy her anything on that first date?
A coffee.
See, you should have bought her something else.
It worked out for the better. Because I ended up going to Dave & Buster's by myself and I had a blast.
Oh, my God. Why did you just say that?
Well, I did. I had
you
a blast.
You could have made that. You could have made anything up. Oh, well, I ended up not going to Dave and Buster's. I just went and had some coffee and just read a newspaper.
I mean, that sounds way less fun.
Well, you're an old man. That sounds like something you should be doing.
First of all, I'm not an old man.
Why would you be going to Dave and Buster's?
Because Dave and Buster's it's
like
fun.
Just a weirdo walking around with your sweater on. And
actually,
your,
I wasn't like. Actually, I called a friend of ours up, and we both went. You weren't available. Or I would have called you too.
You're a liar.
And I ended up going to like they had like a basketball like shootout tournament, and I won it.
Did you?
And I felt so.
And I wasn't available for this.
You weren't available.
I wasn't available. Nobody else that we knew saw you win this tournament. No. There's no.
Dave was there. Dave saw me.
Dave doesn't count.
How does Dave not count?
Because the thing is, you're making up all of this. Oh, you know
what? I'm making it up now.
I was so victorious. They saw me win the tournament. Naaman, where were you? Oh, well, you were unavailable, Naaman.
Naaman was unavailable,
but Naaman won this tournament. And you know what? Afterwards, they lifted me up above their shoulders, and they yelled at my name. Richard.
But I did get like
and all the ladies were walking around. Oh, my God, he's so amazing. Look at him with his jump shot. Is that what happened, Richard?
No.
Because I didn't see this.
No,
I'm assuming that's what happened.
I won a tournament. I felt really good about myself. I was like, see, she missed out. And then they gave me like a Dave & Buster's card, and I had free games for the rest of the night.
You're a liar.
I'm not a liar.
You're a liar. That never happened.
Who would make that up?
I don't know. Some old man trying to make it seem like they got clout on the basketball machine. I don't know.
Of all the things that I would want to have clout on, it's the basketball machine.
Maybe. I don't really have much.
You know I have a wicked jump shot.
Oh, yeah, wicked.
Wicked good.
Wicked, it means bad.
No, wicked isn't good.
No, we don't do that here. Sorry, sir. We can't take that. Your card is big.
Funny. So I really like the coffee shop date thing because one, you can see how fast it's no free meals, first of all, with the coffee date because it's just a free coffee. So it's like $7.
That's a lot of freaking money.
I mean, but it's better than like 60, right?
Who spends $60 on a first date?
We've established this already.
Richard.
And then second of all,
use a different hotline.
And second of all, you're not wasting a whole bunch of time. If you're not feeling somebody, you can leave. And it's a public place.
$60. Oh, I don't even want to spend that on myself, let alone me and some random.
So in conclusion,
don't spend your money on random.
Because Naaman will take you to the mall and maybe buy you a fish sandwich.
First of all, don't get muted, all right? First of all.
You don't get muted.
Second of all, I am the DJ Blue, all right? Third of all, I am a great date.
Okay.
Right? I am a great guy.
All right.
I do not spend money on hookers, Richard.
I don't spend money on hookers.
Yeah, apparently you're buying them coffee and whatnot.
No.
All right. But look, you know what? We'll get you help, all right? And to this person that you're quote-unquote talking to right now, all right, I think maybe you should let her know about your little quote-unquote issue.
It's no issue.
Nobody can see me, but I'm doing quotation marks with my fingers when I say quote-unquote, and I'm making a strange face to Richard.
Because it's a really bad face.
You're a bad face.
You should be happy that you
You should be happy that shut up and finish what you were saying. How about that?
Thanks, everybody, for joining us on this episode.
Thanks, everybody, for joining me and my co-host.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on this episode of Relationship Talks with Rick and Naaman.
My co-host.
To be a part of the conversation, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rick and Naaman. Please be sure to subscribe and like our podcast on any of the podcast apps that you use. You can also follow our personal accounts at...
I am the DJ Blue.
And you can find me at Dizism.
That was so plain. But you know what? I'm going to finish this with a song.
No, we're not. No, we're not finishing with a song.
I'm going to finish with a song. You ready?
Pass.
Forget it. Well, all right. Until next time, boys and girls, just remember,
there's always a next time.